watched Shaun of the Dead over the weekend for the millionth time. And
love that movie.
Had to play that song right there as it came on, you know, in the jukebox when Ed decided to, whatever.
Sure.
Love that movie. Hey. Play another one from the same movie, a twofer from Queen in a minute.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You got red on you.
What does that mean?
How dare you? No. How dare you, sir?
Give me five.
Nope.
The theme is fire.
Yes, fire, fire. Fire is cool.
That is the theme of Give Me Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. We're going to talk at the 4 o'clock hour about bad, good Halloween movies. They're bad. So bad.
Okay, all right.
They come
sure.
back around to being good.
Okay, all right. That's a tough distinction with those.
It is. Because everybody's
really,
line is different.
Yeah, and you really need to actually be a little bit afraid or scared or freaked out.
Sort of.
For it to work, unless it's just.
But I'll give you a perfect example.
Please do.
Raul sent Rubber.
Oh, I know. Have you watched that yet?
No.
I need to watch that this weekend.
And it's basically a car tire that's killing people. And so there's a bunch of nonsense in it where the cops are going, yeah, it looks just like him.
Clearly,
and points at a car tire.
Super modern version of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes,
yes.
But looks like it's really well done.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. Yeah, can't wait
so,
to watch it.
So bad.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay, all right.
In the
all
4
right.
o'clock hour.
Okay.
One American Dollar.
Oh.
People Are Dumb.
Ah.
And we've
ooh.
Reached a new high with the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah, thanks to Stacy, who won $3,000 with Pina Colada. That was the two-name drink we were looking for.
I'm surprised that one went so long.
Me too, actually. Yeah. We're starting over this hour.
We're starting over, so we have $100.
Whoa!
$100.
Damn!
$100.
Very soon. Good luck, KLOS.
Here's why it's going to be funny.
What's that?
When you win the $100. Because the odds of you getting through, first of all, the odds of you knowing the answer.
The odds of you knowing the answer are pretty high.
Slim, right?
First guess.
The odds of you getting through
are pretty high. A lot of people trying to play.
Right. And then you get it right. And for all of that, you win $100.
In your face.
That's hilarious.
And after taxes, that's 22 cents you owe the government.
That is coming up before 4 o'clock here on KLOS. Right now, people are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A guy named Martin Travers, I believe it was in England, tried to rob a post office.
Post office?
Yes.
Why? Why a post office?
Not positive.
Yeah.
He got into the post office around 4 p.m. on July 6th last year. He's carrying a red shoebox.
Bean would be very upset by this story.
Wearing a hoodie and sunglasses.
Okay. All right.
Okay. He told the cashier to fill up the box with money.
What money? I got $10 in my wallet.
Whatever money they had. I don't know.
Dingbat.
But the hilarious part is she couldn't understand what he was saying.
Why?
I don't know. Just because he was mumbling.
I have all the money I got.
For
the red box.
Got
the
box here.
So hi, how you doing? I love the post office. My name is Bean.
$100 aside.
What an idiot.
So she can't. She's like, I don't. What are you?
What are you saying? Speak up. What's a gub?
Give me a piece of paper. Give me a piece of paper.
Right. Yeah, it is very much...
he writes quickly.
What's that Woody Allen movie? Right.
Hands it to her, and she's like...
I can't read your writing.
Honestly, I can't read it. Honestly, I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Eventually, she took the piece of paper, realizing that this weirdo is saying stuff and acting strange, and just walked away from the window.
We're closed.
Gave the paper to the manager, and the police stepped in and just arrested him.
The Bobby showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, what's all this then?
We don't understand what
he
wants.
Standing there still waiting. When, so she walks away and not going, maybe she'll call someone about this.
Right.
Maybe I'm really stupid to rob a
maybe
post
I should
office.
Leave, but he couldn't be understood.
Right.
And she couldn't read the letter.
Take the money and run. That was
and that is hilarious.
That is awesome.
And that is dumb.
Fake audiences. I mean, it kind of made sense on this particular song, but
right.
They just love to put those fake audiences.
It is super weird that was on a live recording.
Yeah, maybe it's because everybody was so used to watching TV, and there was canned laughter and all that sort of stuff.
That could
maybe
be, yeah.
Sort of a nod to that or something. But
that is weird.
Weird concept.
Time for you to win $1.
Woo!
You need a dollar.
I do need a dollar. Dollar, dollar.
This top 10 list is the best Halloween songs ranked.
Whoa, that's according to
Time Out.
Now, you would think that would be pretty easy, but as a music programmer, I found over the years and talked to lots of other folk, it's hard to find ones that, A, don't suck.
Correct.
B, more than two people like it.
Correct.
A time. C, that are like not just totally burned to a crisp.
Yeah, it's all over the place. The ones that are decent have been so burned to a crisp that you hate them.
Yeah, 100%.
And the other ones are no good.
They're just awful.
Now, I will give you the number 10 is a Italian? I don't know. Supernature by Cerrone.
What are you talking about?
Never heard of it.
That's wait, number so 10 where's this list from?
This list is from Time Out.
New York. Timeout New York?
Timeout New York.
Oh, I don't know, man. Last time we had a Timeout New York list, it was a little questionable.
Well, this may be too.
And if they're throwing in Italian songs, what the hell? What Italians are afraid of?
10.
So am I supposed to know?
So now you have a top 9.
Top 9.
We'll give you 6 guesses to Halloween get 4 of
songs.
Them.
Six guesses.
Because I think we all sort of agree on
how rough it is.
Well, yes, but also on some of the bigger ones.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'll start off with Monster Mash. That has to be on the list.
All right.
What Monster so Mash is Monster not on Mash the list?
Is not on the list. Now.
Well, good, because it sucks.
Now, I will say this. Uh-huh. I think that falls into the cartoonish category.
Okay.
You know
all
what
right
I mean? It's not like a real song.
No. No.
The rest of these are real songs. So that's one guess and zero right.
Wow, unbelievable.
It's always the best when your first guess is wrong.
Yeah, that's a real good sign.
Because then you
sign
doubt everything.
Yeah.
Top 10.
All right, well, if this is Time Out New York, they better
Halloween
be a little
songs
bit cool. So Ministry Every Day is Halloween should be. Oh, man. Time Out, you suck.
I love that song, too.
We just spoke to Danny Elfman. Yep. Dead Man's Party better be on there.
All right, let's see.
Get out of here! What's actually on there? The soundtrack from Gone with the Wind? How do you not have Dead Man's Party, Monster Mash, or Every Day is Halloween from Uncle Al?
Listen, I agree with two of those, except everything from Monster Mash. I'm tired of.
Yeah,
but
I hate that song. I've always hated that song.
But Dead Man's Party has got to be either number one or two. But it isn't. It's not on this list.
It's not even on the list.
So you've had 3 guesses, and you've gotten zero right.
Ghost Town from the Specials.
Ghost Town from the Specials. Let me see. This is crazy.
Well, I can't even get 4 now. There's
you're gonna
no
go
way.
You're gonna go 0 for 6. Two
Werewolves
more guesses
of London.
Werewolves of London. Let me look.
This is the worst Halloween party ever. I'm leaving.
You get one more guess.
Pet Sematary by Ramones.
Pet Sematary by Ramones.
See,
is
that,
correct.
That's and I apologize because I love Ramones. That song sucks.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's terrible.
It isn't great.
The movie was terrible.
All right, those are your 6
terrible
guesses. I agree with your guesses.
Psycho Killer from Talking Heads.
No.
God. All right, what is
keep
this
going? How many more you got?
Halloween from Susie and the Banshees.
Nope. All right. Here is
the sucky, worthless list.
The top 9.
Yeah.
Boris the Spider by The Who.
All right. Yeah, it's fine.
Somebody's Watching Me.
No!
Rockwell.
No, remember that was a commercial not long ago.
By Rockwell and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Number 7, you got Pet Sematary.
Thriller, I suppose, is on the list.
Number 6 is
that.
Ghost Town by The Specials.
I said that.
Oh, you did?
I did say that.
Then I am incorrect.
Okay,
you got 2.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Surfing Dead by The Cramps.
No, oh, that's a good one. I love The Cramps. All right, I'll give them that.
Number 4 is I Put a Spell on You.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Price?
Hawkins. Oh, okay. I'm doing the Alan Price one.
Number 3 is Season of the Witch by Donovan.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right.
Number 2 is This is Halloween by Danny Elfman.
Of course. I bet you thought when I said Danny Elfman.
Yes.
You thought,
yes.
That stupid bastard
and
got
I
it.
I can't imagine that you didn't get Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller. I didn't even think about Thriller.
I mean, that has to be on any
you know what
top 10 Halloween list.
Time Out New York's going to get a trick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
We always talk about the Halloween movies.
Yep.
Because it's that time of year.
Yeah. My favorite time of the year. This is the best season.
I love it as well.
Yeah.
I love it as well.
My very first party in my life, I threw with my parents' help, of course, when I was
4?
7.
Wow.
It was a Halloween party.
Really?
Yeah. And my dad was so into it. He got this giant, would-be like a Jason thing standing down at the end of the hall, but it was long before Jason.
Right.
Scared the hell out of the kids. Scared the hell out of everybody in my class.
But what about you?
I was so used to all that nonsense that I just, I loved it. No, it was just a blast. It was three. He used to scare the hell out of me all the other times of the year.
Well, there's so many scary movies.
Yeah.
And so many that are done at Halloween time. And there are a lot of scary movies that are done all around the year. But there is a category that I have that not everybody has, I think. Yeah. And that is a movie that's so bad it's good.
Oh, yeah. Like when you go and you're ready for a scary time and instead the audience is laughing.
It's just awful.
I can think. I remember Talia Shire was in a movie called Prophecy, and it was supposed to be this big horror, scary, terrible. Everybody was laughing through the whole movie.
Really? At the wrong point?
Yeah, they picked up this kid and threw him against a tree in a sleeping bag, and everybody, instead of screaming or freaking out, was laughing their heads off. I can tell you the worst one, though.
Yes.
Manos, The Hands of Fate.
I don't know what that is. It's
supposed to be a horror movie that a guy made on a bet. On a dare, he was actually a, he dealt with manure.
Okay.
That was his, like, job. And he was like, anyone can make a movie. I can make a horror movie.
Right.
And it's become, like, the most favorite Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it's so bad. It's so, and it's not in the slightest bit scary. It's disturbing because it's horrible.
Yes.
But it's not, you know.
But I'm going to tell you one that is disturbing in a funny way.
Yes, please.
This is my favorite bad, good, scary movie. Okay. It's called Black Sheep.
Okay, I don't know that.
There's two of them. One of them involves...
Oh, you told me about this. Yeah.
This is an owner of a sheep farm
right.
in Australia that does genetic engineering.
Right.
And the sheep turn into carnivorous just animals. They right. turn into zombies.
Sounds ridiculous already.
Yeah, and the tagline is, get ready for the violence of the lambs.
Oh, that's weak. I would hate it when they play off of
something
famous.
There's a guy running away from a sheep, and it bites his ankle. He's got a boot on, and it bites his ankle, and then it runs off, and they go, and they talk a little bit, and you see the guy, and the guy's like, my foot really hurts. I need to take this boot off. And he takes his boot off, and he has a hoof.
And were you scared? Were you like, oh my God?
No, it made
the desired
me
die reaction
laughing.
Didn't happen.
No, so hilarious. Oh, he's got a hoof. I see how that works. So there.
That's called Black Sheep. Is it?
Yeah, Black Sheep. It was.
That's awesome.
It was in Australia. And it was like 2007 or something.
Just
like
awful.
It That's was
awful.
Great.
That's fantastic.
We had Raul send us rubber.
Yes. Thank you, Raul. Man,
which
that dude
is another great bad movie.
I'm looking forward to it. Apparently, a tire is on a rampage. I guess it came out a few years ago. I vaguely remember it coming out, having dug into it a bit.
Yes.
And I never got around to seeing it.
And they go, what does the killer look like? And he points to a car tire.
And the tire's in the shower, ready to kill whoever
and they
comes
go,
in the
can
shower.
Can you describe it? Yeah, it's black.
It's round.
Shut up.
I think it might be a Goodyear.
Worst movie ever made.
Yes, bring it.
So I bring you Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Raul brings you Rubber.
I bring you Manos, The
Correct.
Hands of Fate.
And what do you got?
Which, by the way, Manos means hands, so it's hands, The Hands of Fate.
Hilarious.
This dude didn't know what he was doing.
What do you have? 818-955-KLOS. Bad movies that are so bad they're good.
The worst, best horror movies.
Yes. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, we're talking about the worst movies that are so bad, they're good. What do you got?
All of the Sharknado movies.
Yeah, those are pretty bad. You're right.
Those kind of intentionally bad, though. They know they're bad. I like the ones that don't know they're bad. They set out to make something scary.
Like maybe they thought
failed.
It might really be scary.
Yeah, those are my
It's a good
favorite.
One, though. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? My name's Ludwig. Love your show.
Thank you. Worst movies that are sort of good. They're so bad, they're good.
Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah.
Leprechaun is so
Leprechaun.
Great.
Perfect fail.
I think they made a sequel, too.
They did.
I think like 50 of them.
Yep, they made a bunch of them.
Right on, thank you.
KLOS,
That's
hello.
What we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the worst movie, but it is the funniest.
Okay.
The Gate.
The Gate?
Oh, I don't know The Gate.
I don't either.
It's about two kids who summon monsters by playing a record backwards.
Hilarious.
That
I love
sounds
it.
Terrifying. Let's do that here at KLOS.
What year was this?
Mid-80s, I think.
Interesting. All right,
right
thank
on.
You.
Thanks, dude. Well, that's a good one.
KLOS, Carol. Hello.
Hi, this is Abel.
Hi, Anal. You have a horror movie that's so bad it's good?
Carousel. Not Carousel, Carousel.
Carousel.
Hell. I also like when they play with titles. It's either really good and it works, like Motel Hell.
Sure.
Or Carousel.
Yes. I love it.
This is about a unicorn on a carousel that comes to life to go after the kid that mistreats it.
Of course it is. That's awesome. That old trope.
The narration of the unicorn is just awesome.
That's great.
Beautiful. Thank you. Care as hell. We will look into it.
Thanks.
Bad horror movies that are so bad, they're damn good.
K18-955-KLOS. We're talking about scary movies, but there have been so many bad ones.
Oh, my God. I mean, I think most of them.
More bad than good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very rare when they really hit the right, like Halloween.
But when they're bad enough.
Oh, they're great.
That they come back around to being good.
That's the best.
That's the topic. What do you got for us?
Yeah, zombie strippers. As bad as it sounds.
Zombie strippers. I've seen it. It's pretty good. And by good, I mean bad.
How many things fell off? Which bits fell off?
It was nasty. man, we watched that for some reasons when we were back in the teenage years.
Sure. That's what you watched all that crap back then.
It was so bad you laughed at it.
Yep. Those are my favorite, man.
Exactly.
Those are great. Thanks. Especially when you're in an audience. Hi, KLOS. Yes.
Hey, this is Schrader from Silver Lake.
What's up, Schrader?
One for you.
Yeah.
What up, party? Are you guys familiar with Joe Bob Briggs?
Yes.
He had his final episode at the last drive-in on Shudder. I just watched it, and he did a movie review for Pieces.
Pieces?
Rest in Pieces.
It's based in the 1940s, the opening scene in Boston. And this little boy is putting together a pornographic puzzle. His mom comes in, gets obsessed, but he kills his mom. The funny thing is, the phone rings, and it's the 1940s, and it's a touch-tone phone.
Hilarious.
That's like a Starbucks cup in Game of Thrones.
That's fantastic.
Well done.
Some Italian director, obviously it's so bad I don't even know who it is, and he was trying to make an American horror movie and just...
Failed miserably.
Overdubbed. Still Bob Briggs' last episode for at the last drive.
Oh, he's so right? Awesome. That's cool. Thanks for calling, man. That's a gooder.
Pieces.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so this is one very bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Maximum Overdrive. It's
King's
only directed movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was disappointing. And I mean, as so many of the King adaptations are, Maximum. I mean, a lot of people love it, though. They think it was really well done. I didn't even think Christine was very well done, honestly.
Christine's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, compared to Maximum Overdrive. That's true. Right on. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Movies that are so bad, they're good. We're talking about horror movies that are so bad.
That they're actually good.
They're good.
You're actually having a good time laughing at it.
Swamp Thing, 1982, Wes Craven.
Yeah, that movie stunk.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I saw that in a theater midnight, like the weekend it opened, and we were all like, boo!
And then they made a sequel, which was even worse.
Yeah, why? It's weird how that happens.
That's hilarious.
Right. Thanks for calling, man. Totally agree with that one.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you Halloween hippies, what's happened?
Talking about peace. Horror movies that are so bad, they're good.
I guess I should say peace.
Hey, there's a weird movie out there. It's called Rubber.
Yeah, yes. What's the one we want to see?
Yes, where the tire is the killer?
The tire's rolling around killing.
It's the best. Crazy. It's the best.
That's what we need. We need more movies like that.
There's a scene where they open a shower in a hotel room, and it's the tire taking a shower. It's awesome. Thank you for calling.
Dude, thank you. Thank you. Perfect example.
KLOS, hello.
The zombie one reminded me of Piranha. I don't know if you guys remember that.
That was a bad one.
I do remember that. Yeah. That was awful.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I remember the opener. That was a great one.
Yeah, you know, it's another one where you could be sitting there watching it and laughing and going, mm-hmm. this sucks. We're having a good time, but it's terrible.
Yep. Thank you for calling.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Movie's so bad, they're good.
Fantasia.
Oh, I actually really like that one.
Oh, get out of here.
No, Phantasm. Oh, you're talking Fantasia. I thought you said Phantasm.
Very different.
Phantasm, that's it. Phantasm.
Both of you go to hell.
That's a good movie. That ball is freaky, man.
Thank you for calling. Very freaky.
That's a gooder.
This is
fire, 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 fire.
Give me fire.
Kevin, can you guess what the theme is?
No, I have no idea.
Give me five today?
Fire. Fire, fire, fire.
No.
I'm getting sort of a prime, what is the word?
Fire, fire, what the fire, word fire.
Is,
I'm getting nothing, I'm sorry.
It's songs, five songs about,
fire, 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 fire.
The Ring of Fire.
Try Preparation H.
The Ring of Fire.
Brought to you by Social Distortion.
Talking about Gimme Five, the theme is fire. KLOS, hello.
I got a song?
Yes, please.
For fire?
Fight Fire with Fire by Metallica.
Cool.
Fire, fire, fire.
fire, fire.
It's Give Me Five, and today it's all about
fire, 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 fire.
And Elias in Northridge wanted to hear Jimi Hendrix, Fire.
Oh, yes, please.
Monsieur Hendrix.
We are doing Give Me Fire.
What was done has been seen.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I got Fire Woman.
Cool.
Fire Woman, the Cult.
Fire, fire.
The Cult. That's my wife's favorite song. She sings it killer.
Nice.
That is a great song.
And Ian Astbury was here. Kevin got to hang out with him while I was in Hawaii.
How was that, Slugger? Remember when... This is a couple weeks ago. He was here.
Damn it! Seems like every time you talk to Jimmy Kimmel, too, it's when I'm not here. What's up with that, dude?
I don't think people like you. Because Ian Astbury was here.
You know what?
In our studio.
Right.
I'm sitting right in this chair right here.
Not me. No me.
But you weren't here.
Yeah, these things happen.
I think they don't like you.
No, you know, I'm beginning to learn.
Sorry, man.
Well, we've done five on our Give Me Five, five fire songs, but you're saying someone's on hold?
Yes, KLOS, hello.
I got a song.
Yep.
Light My Fire by The Doors.
I think that needs to be played. It's a really long one, so I'm thinking maybe as a bonus jack. After the actual, okay. Like a number, Give Me Six. We're going to start doing Give Me Six. So, yeah, we'll do that. Who are you?
George.
George, how can I thank you for calling? How is it possible? I don't know how. I'm trying to come up with a way, but I can't.
I don't know. Give me some options.
Young Kevin, do you like pina coladas?
I do.
Do you like getting caught in the rain? Wasn't that pina colada song?
It is, yes, and I hate the song.
You didn't ask me
if I like the song.
$3,000.
Yes.
Earlier today with Marcy, Stacy finally guessed that two-word cocktail we were looking for a long time.
I would have thought people would have got pina coladas sooner.
Me too. I always sort of think this, but...
But then sometimes we go a little more obscure, like the Crayola.
Yeah, that Crayola one. Wow, that was a raw umber. That was funky. But yes, now it's time to play...
Shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy tried to rob a bank, but he mumbled so much the teller couldn't understand him.
A bank, it was a post office.
It was a post office,
yes. Zero sense.
Then he wrote a note with serial killer handwriting and she couldn't read it.
And then he just stood there while she went and called the police.
She just walked away and then the police came and took him away.
Example of dumb. It's perfect.
Horror movies so bad that they're good. Yay. I believe our favorite may be Rubber.
Yeah.
That may be the one.
Yeah, that a lot of people called in. We're going to have to, neither one of us have seen it. We're going to need to watch it this weekend.
It's about a car tire turned killer. And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game for $800 is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
How many times have you talked to the boss and he's like, well, can you guys do anything right?
Oh, many times.
Yeah, in the 40 years of doing this. What are you talking about?
He's endlessly fascinated by the fact that we're bad at details.
Yeah,
he just told us. Our boss just called us and told us that we are the enemies of details. And I think that's accurate.
I think it's 100%
accurate. It's also not the first time that he's told me.
Oh, my God, no. Yeah. But at least we are paying a lot less attention now. Or is that right? We're doing the right thing.
I think we're supposed to correct what we said before.
Oh.
Which is that you could win $100 with the $100,000 name
game. Because it's starting over because we had a winner. Marcy had a winner last hour. And, I mean, that's so obvious because every time someone doesn't get it, it goes up by $200.
$200, right. So it starts at 200, not 100.
Told everybody, yes. Hey, it's $100. So you're like, oh, write down $100. Yep. I did not remember that. Oh, yeah, it goes in increments of two every time.
Right.
So at least you get a $200 shot right now.
Minor details.
That's nice. In the
kind of worth whatever we feel at the time. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13 and you can play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Good luck. I believe it's up to 40 cents.
It's $200.
Oh, I thought, oh.
$200.
Oh.
Apparently, there are rules.
Oh, really?
For these games?
Oh, and people get more than just whatever we come up with, so like 40 cents?
Yeah, and they have to set that up ahead of time.
I see. Yeah. I see. I get the picture. Who knew? Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
This is Luann.
Hi, Luann.
Hi.
You are caller 13.
Nice.
Nice.
For $200.
Yeah, check you out. Woo, at least it's not $100.
We haven't even given a category yet.
And unfortunately, there's no previous guesses, so you're the first stab, Luann.
The category is a popular dog breed with a two-word name.
What was one of your favorite two-named dogs?
Well, I like saying it, so I'm going to say Shih Tzu.
I mean, it's only one word, but I love you.
I wish that was correct. She'd give me at least 50 cents for that one. That's a good earn.
There you go.
You are hilarious. Thank you for calling and playing.
Thanks, Luann. All right, it's $400, sometime between 4 and 5, and it's not Shih Tzu.
Your chance to play the Kayla West $100,000 name game on the way.
In moments.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13.
I want to go to Vegas. Take me with you.
I know, same.
Right?
Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the Kayla West $100,000 name game.
Good luck. The name game.
The what now?
Game. Hey, Lewis, who is this?
Hey, what's up? This is Sal.
Sal, you're caller 13.
Oh, no way. Okay.
You are on your way to that $400.
We have $400 for you. We're looking for a popular dog breed with a two-word name.
Now, the last guess only gave us one word. It was Shih Tzu. So what do you think a two-word name would be?
I'm going to go with Siberian Husky.
That's not the right dog.
Incorrect, sorry.
That's the incorrect canine.
Thank you for calling, though.
And next hour, it'll be worth $600.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Brian Johnson, and I'm happy to hear this, as he's hoping that they can actually create more AC/DC music. There might be some more down the line at some point.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that's pretty damn exciting. Yeah. He's got his memoir out, The Lives of Brian, and he read it. So if you want to hear him and that insane voice reading... That'd be mind-bendingly cool, but let's hope. More AC/DC, please. More money now. Let's do it. The name game, the name
game. Just need a name, that's all.
Yeah.
Just a game where we need a name.
Yeah, no big deal. We'll give you cash for it.
KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Steve.
What's your name, Steve?
Steve, yeah.
Steve, you're caller 13.
Oh, wow.
What's going on in the background? There's so much bizarre...
That's you. I got to turn you off. I got to turn the radio down here.
All right. Steve, turn me off, baby.
I'm good at doing that.
Kind of your thing? All right, listen. We are looking for a popular dog breed with a two-word name.
And it's worth $600 right now. Let me tell you, the last two guesses were Siberian Husky and Shih Tzu, which is really just one word, but that's what
but it's a funny one word.
Yeah, that's what she guessed. So what do you got for us?
Well, I know this dog is popular because everybody keeps stealing them. What about the French Bulldog?
That is incorrect. You're right. Everybody does keep stealing them, and they are popular.
Yeah, they keep stealing them. Yeah. Oh, popular. Okay.
But it's not the one we're looking for.
Yeah. But thank you, Steve. Okay. Thanks for trying, and thanks for turning us off.
Okay.
So tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Heidi and Frank at 8 o'clock, $800.
Elton John was on The Muppet Show on this day in rock in 1977. He performed Crocodile Rock, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It was on this day in rock in 1993 when Time Magazine put Eddie Vedder on their cover with the title All the Rage, even though he and Kurt Cobain refused to talk to the magazine for the story. It was all about why young people are listening to such angry music.